that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Tick tock, tick tock. It's time. Time for art. Time for Art is the title of the project that starts this month at the Chico Art Center. You're invited to go to the center, purchase a wooden clock, bring it home and decorate it in whatever artistic fashion you like. Then you'll bring it back to the center for a fall exhibition. Clockmaster and board chair of the Chico Art Center, Daniel Donnelly, will tell us all about it. Also on today's program, we'll hear from three members of the board of directors from the Chico Visual Arts Alliance, CHIVA. They'll be telling about CHIVA's activities designed to unite and promote local Chico area artists. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
Reading's Riverfront Playhouse ends the run of its current production, a one-act double bill, The Cost of Winning, and None of the Above. Catch this pair of plays tonight or tomorrow, starting at 7:30. Orland Art Center opens its latest exhibit, the 8th Annual Group Show. 32 North State artists show their works, pastels, watercolors, oils, and acrylics, plus resin sculptures and three-dimensional wood carvings. You can talk with all the artists at a reception, which is happening at the gallery right now, lasting till 7. In Chico tonight, at the Downtown Plaza, the Friday night concert features the Amy Celeste Band. Hear the soulful blues of this North Valley favorite starting at 7 o'clock. The Blue Room Theater presents Frost Nixon, a play based on a series of interviews between British talk show host David Frost and disgraced former President Richard Nixon. See this perhaps newly relevant historical drama tonight or tomorrow at 7:30. Tonight, Chico Theater Company debuts its latest production, Cheaper by the Dozen. This family comedy, set in the 1920s, involves efficiency expert Frank Gilbreth and his wife facing the challenges of raising 12 children. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. There's also a Sunday matinee at 2. The Chico Art Center's latest exhibit, Shared Visions, features works of art co-created by children and adults. The center's open noon to 4, Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday and Sunday. In Paradise, at Theater on the Ridge, it's your final weekend to see the brand new musical comedy, Rodeo. The last three performances of this bull-riding, bronc-busting show play tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. In Yuba City, follow the Yellow Brick Road to the Acting Company's production of The Wizard of Oz. This classic with heart, brain, and courage, and all your favorite songs, is on stage live tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, with a Sunday matinee at 2. In Grass Valley tonight, at the Center for the Arts, an evening of music with the Secret Sisters. Hailing from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, these two singing siblings blend Southern gospel, bluegrass, and swing with a contemporary twist. The concert begins at 8 o'clock tonight. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Today is the birthday of jazz great Louis Armstrong. Music is life itself, said Satchmo. What would this world be without good music, no matter what kind it is?
ticking clock tells us it's time. Time for art. The latest project at the Chico Arts Center, Time for Art, invites fans and supporters of the arts to pick up a wood clock and, in whatever artistic style you like, decorate it and bring it back to the center for a special fall exhibition. Let's hear from the Chico Arts Center's board chair, Daniel Donnelly, all about this project.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm down by the Amtrak train station in the Chico Arts Center. I'm speaking with Daniel Donnelly. He has a marvelous idea on how he can develop a fundraiser that's artistic and really a lot of fun.
Well, hi, Dolores. I don't know if your listeners remember, about 15, 16 years ago, when I was the president of the board of directors here at the Chico Arts Center, we helped manage the COBA project, which is the Chico Open Board Art Project. The boards are still up around town. You can see them on the walls across from the park and across from the city buildings. There's a few other places that they are. When we had the COBA project, it was a fundraiser. We're trying to come up with a new fundraiser, and one of the ideas I had was to do clocks. We purchased 100 of these really nice 8-inch clocks. They're wood. They have a plastic cover to them. We're going to sell them for $30. Artists will be able to decorate the clocks. They'll be able to carve them. They'll be able to collage them, paint on them. Once the clocks are finished, they'll hand them back in, and we're going to have a show of the clocks. This is called Time for Art. And we have 5 26-inch clocks. We're going to be sending out a call for artists. And we're going to have a couple of judges that will choose artists for those large clocks. And then once the clocks are painted and decorated, artists do what they need to do to them. We're going to have a community vote. The large clock that gets the most votes is going to be permanently installed someplace. And we haven't decided where yet. It may be in the city somewhere or maybe here at the Art Center, but it should be really fun.
Well, let's back up a bit. The first time that people can purchase these clocks is at the ice cream social at the Stansberry House, which is tonight.
Yes, they actually won't be able to purchase them at the event. We are going to sell the clocks here at the Chico Art Center, but we're going to have the clocks there to showcase, let people know about the Time for Art campaign. We're going to have some kids' clocks for kids to play with as well. So it should be a really fun event.
This great inventiveness in fundraising is necessary at this point in history because of the lack of funding for the Art Center. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference between when you were part of the board here 16 years ago and now?
One of the biggest things is, of course, the money. Right? We didn't worry too much about how we were going to pay the bills here at the Chico Arts Center or if there was money going to be coming in to pay employees. And now we really have to focus on fundraising. We have an amazing board of directors. It's a really dynamic group. It's a really exciting time, I think. Back when I was the president, 13, 14 years ago, we used to get around $20,000 a year from the city, and a lot of the arts organizations in town would get money from the city. Now we don't get any of that funding, and we rely on our membership and the events that we're putting on, such as the Open Studio Art Tour the Chico Art Center puts on, and the fundraising events we're coming up with to try and raise money for keeping the Art Center going. I've been wanting to do the Time for Art campaign for about 8 or 9 years now. I've been searching for a long time for clocks of a quality we could actually use. I've purchased probably 8 or 9 clocks over the last 5 or 6 years that just weren't of a high enough quality to do something like this. And then I found these beautiful wooden clocks, these 8-inch ones that we have here. They're really a nice quality clock. We have the clocks for people to be able to paint, we can finally do it. And what I like is that it's going to be a functional piece of art, that artists will be able to paint, the community will be able to purchase, actually hang in their house, and know that it's always time for art.
There's something very appealing about a round format, also a format that has moving parts.
That's true, yeah. The one thing about COBA is it was always square, and we got a lot of feedback from people during that time. They didn't like the square aspect of it, but it does seem like people are really pulled toward this round shape and, the clocks themselves. People like to have a clock hanging on their wall.
Particularly a clock that has art on it.
Exactly. I know that I'll be purchasing two or three of them myself.
Are you going to paint a clock yourself?
I am. You know, I've already started working on one, and I'm going to have it for the opening at the Stansbury House. I'll have mine there for people to look at. Mine is actually going to be digital, and it's going to be wrapped instead of painted, because I do everything digital.
It's going to be wrapped?
Yeah, I'll be doing the art in Photoshop, and then I'll print it out on a really good adhesive material that we have, and then I'll be wrapping that art along the side of the clock and on the front of the clock.
Daniel, you also are very involved with a marvelous grant at Butte College, where you teach.
We got a grant for about $40,000 last semester to do planning and research on a makerspace. If your listeners know about the Fab Lab here in Chico, just down the street from the Chico Arts Center, they have a makerspace and they do 3D printing, they do laser cutting, they have a CNC routing machine. We brought the community together, had a big meeting, people from all the different businesses, from the different schools, and we did our planning for this grant. It's actually only been about 2 weeks ago that we found out that we got funded for the grant for 2 years. We got a $500,000 grant for this, which is really exciting. And next month, we'll be starting building this makerspace, and we're going to call it the Create Space at Butte College.
Well, thank you for telling us about Time for Art. I hope listeners will run out and get their clock at the Chico Arts Center, which is at 5th Street, not Avenue, and Orange, right in the Amtrak train station.
Time for Art, the latest fundraising project for the Chico Arts Center. It kicks off tonight in about 2.5 hours at a landmark location in Chico, the Stansbury Home, where you'll enjoy an ice cream social. You'll get to see those clocks, and you get to talk with Daniel Donnelly about the project. Then, starting tomorrow, you can pick up your clock at the Chico Art Center on Orange Street, decorate it, and it'll be part of a special fall exhibition. Enthusiast in or around the Chico area, you may have, a couple of weeks ago, attended Art at the Matador. That's the annual signature event for CHIVA, the Chico Visual Arts Alliance. But Art at the Matador is only one of many things that CHIVA does to showcase local artists and their works. Our visual art expert, Dolores, as three members of the CHIVA board to tell us more.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm speaking with three members of CHIVA, the Chico Visual Arts Alliance. You may be familiar with their major event, Art at the Matador, but today we're going to be talking about a whole range of other things CHIVA is involved with. First, Cynthia Sexton, the chair of the CHIVA board. Cynthia, give us an overview on what this organization is all about.
Well, CHIVA stands for Chico Visual Arts Alliance. Our mission is to provide local artists opportunities to have their work presented to the buying public. We try to give them as many opportunities as we can. CHIVA provides that in several ways. Art at the Matador is just one of those opportunities. We also have an art map, which we are currently working on. We're also offering opportunities to learn about how to present your art via social media. That is currently being handled by one of our members, Carol.
I'm turning now to Carol Thompson, who is a very outgoing person and is going to encourage all of these artists who are locked behind the doors of their studios to go out into the world and let people know about their art.
Well, that's one of my lines, get out of the studio, because regardless of the business that you're in, you need to go outside in order to talk to your customer, your buying public. One of the effective ways I know about is social media, using the internet and the tools of the internet, primarily Facebook, but there are many others. Over this next year, we're going to be offering, through our board of directors and through the Chiva membership, opportunities. We're doing classes. Watch on our website for that information for those classes. We have one coming up in August, one coming up in September, and then we're going to be repeating social media for artists in October, perhaps early November.
Well, Carol, what about those artists, and there are quite a few, who are absolutely terrified of social media?
You know what? Almost everybody is. And we live in a time in which there are all kinds of things to be concerned about. However, it's visual media. And it's not just visual, because we have wonderful sounds and kinds of acting and activity that we can show. An artist can literally bring people right into their studio and show themselves at work. I've discovered that when people can see what it is you do, and the effort and the energy, the passion that goes into your work, they begin to understand the value of perhaps owning a piece of your work. So that's why we want to talk about social media and try to take away some of the fear. And what we try to do with some of our work with artists is teach them that it isn't brain surgery, honestly.
Carol, you're a relatively new member of the Chiva board, and you were remarking it strikes you this is a very vital group of people.
Oh, yes, and that's why I wanted to be involved and agreed to serve on the board. I've been an admirer of the organization. I love Art at the Matador. You know, to be at the Art at the Matador this year was just kind of like a big Chico party. I loved it. There's a group of people within this organization who really care about spreading the news and helping to keep alive an art community, and a community that not only involves artists, but brings our customer, our viewer, our receiver of our gifts. And that's why I'm here.
Chiva is very connected with many other groups. For example, with the Chico Art Center, it's all about making connections. And with art and tourism, it's been discovered that art is a wonderful engine for economic development.
Absolutely. I founded an arts organization, the Arts Commission for the City of South Lake Tahoe, a long time ago, and started the first studio arts tour in that community. And what I know is it does take a village. It takes the whole community. Chico is known as an arts destination. That's why when my husband and I retired, we returned back here. The university was here, and there was a vital arts community. That was what we were coming back for, not to try to recreate our childhood. It's not there anymore. And there is a great collaboration. Artists, I think, almost by instinct, are collaborative people.
I'm turning now to Marion Hunziker Larson, a jewel of a committee member who is also a jeweler. And she is engaged in producing the art map for 2017. Just what is this?
The art map is one of the programs that Chiva is working on. And it essentially creates a map of the area, points on the map, areas, art organization, nonprofit organization that are dedicated to art, plus also it will have individual artist listing on this map. So it's a chance for members of Chiva to be on this map, and this map is distributed to hotels, to the Chico Chamber of Commerce, and many other locations. So it's a great tool to mark the Chico area as an art destination.
There's a deadline for artists to submit material for that map.
The deadline is August 15th. So by that time, artists who are interested in having a listing on that map need to renew their membership or make sure that the membership is current in Chiva. Also, they need to send the webmaster all their information. That means a paragraph, photos, their links to a website or social media. that also gives them an opportunity to have a web page on our new Chiva website. The Chiva website was created before Art at the Matador. It's actually one of my labor of love. What I do late at night besides making jewelry, etc., etc. It's a great opportunity. So you can have a listing on the art map and then also a web page dedicated to your art.
So an artist who does not currently have a web page can have one.
Absolutely. Essentially, they have control of what they want to have on it through their statement and their photos, and then maybe links to social media or a telephone number or an email address. The latest post is actually about the art map and lets people know when their information is needed to be in, which is August 15th, so that they can be listed on this art map. Facebook is interactive. The public, artists at large, members can leave comments in there. So essentially it gives you an opportunity to speak directly with us. As far as the benefits to the public at large, what's the benefit, for example, of the art map? The art map is going to be not only available in a printed form, it's also going to be available on the website. And that means you live in Chico, but you have visitors coming from out of town and you want to find some more resources. You'll be able to go to the Chiva website and actually see where all the art galleries are, where the museums are, possibly where some of the public art is. You'll be able to see some of the artists' work, plus how to get in touch with them. So you could possibly plan visits to an artist's studio. It gives a way to have a direct contact with the artists in the Chico area.
That website, by the way, is chivaa.org, C-H-I-V-A-A.org. Cynthia, what are some of the other benefits of membership?
Well, opportunity to participate in other events besides Art at the Matador. Currently, through my gallery, I offer all of the membership of Chiva opportunities to participate in other local events such as Taste of Chico, the Art Walk, which is a month-long event for downtown Chico where artists will have their work displayed in the windows of downtown businesses. And I also coordinate a Snow Goose Festival every year. All of the membership will be notified of those kind of events and will have opportunities to participate. Starting this year, what I'll do is have a special sign up just for Chiva members who wish to participate in those events. The other thing I would like to mention too is we do have a representative. Her name is Jackie McLean. She is our connection to the new Arts Commission. She will be keeping us informed of all of the activities that are being organized or thought of for the city of Chico. And we're pretty excited about that. There's new leadership for the Arts Commission, and I see that Chiva could definitely be a part of those new opportunities. So it's just one more way that we want to try to connect our artists to as many opportunities as possible.
And can the general public support Chiva?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In the membership page, we have also a support Chiva button where you can donate directly to Chiva to help us as an organization continue to further our goals. For example, the art map, it's expensive to print an art map. That map is going to be distributed for free.
How many copies are produced?
We produce about 1,500 to 2,000 each year. This last year, the Chamber of Commerce asked us to double their order. I do know that the city uses them as well when they go outside of Chico trying to find businesses or people to move to Chico. So that is a very valuable tool used by the city as well. I want to mention one thing about that map as far as individual artists. Many artists do not have storefronts, and it's very difficult for people to know about them. when you're included on the map, you're included with your information, what your medium is, but it also has contact information. So if someone is interested in your work, they know how to touch base with you. You don't always have to have a storefront to get your work out there, and that map is a valuable source for those artists.
Chico is not only a city of trees, it's a city of artists. Thank you very much. And that website is chiva.org, chiva.org.
Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon are the final performances of a world premiere musical at Theater on the Ridge in Paradise. The show is called Rodeo. The script and lyrics are by Professor Emeritus from Chico State, Lynn Elliott, who has won several awards for his plays, but he has never written a musical before. The music is by Marcel Daguerre and two other local Chico musicians. Let's listen to one of the songs from Rodeo. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.